This is episode 25, huh? Of Lucid Drinking? Is that what you told me?
Technically.
Okay. If we count all the virtual ones?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got Brendan Richmond and Tom Marcus here. What's up, boys?
What's up?
What did I used to say?
Welcome.
How's your life? How's it hanging?
What's popping? How's your life? What's up? What's new?
Skating and gaming.
Ooh.
Damn, you're gaming,
quarantine.
Huh?
Yes.
You play with Adam or what?
No, I play PC.
Oh, really?
Nice.
Counter-Strike.
Dude, yes. I fuck with Counter-Strike.
Dota 2.
Damn.
Beat Doom over quarantine. That was fun. The new one.
I always feel like there's another new one coming out, like, that I don't. I don't know. It's like...
Yeah, this one was Doom Eternal.
And yeah.
Ooh.
Dude, it was not like hardest difficulty. Not, ain't nothing to me.
So what are we drinking here?
Well...
Just the tone drink here?
So you drink the Colt down to the label.
To the
fill
label.
Fill the rest up with OJ, and that's your brass monkey.
Damn. Colt down to the label? Was that? What do
so
you
am I blowing it by bringing glasses out
right
here?
Down here?
You can do it however you want, but I think like the mixture.
Is that for you, Steve?
There's another one in there if you want to open that one.
Always go get more, too.
Yeah, because I'm going to try it in the glass.
There we go.
Do it.
What do you think? Should I pour
I pour the beer in first.
Pour the beer in first?
Just 50-50 it?
No, I'd go like
half
or 70-30.
70-30, okay.
Crosslock?
Do you crosslock? I don't even know.
I don't think
bit,
when
yeah.
I'm in the, you know, I don't like, I'm not good enough to even.
I don't even know if I crosslock or not.
Front side, yeah. I try to crosslock.
I just hope I get on.
You gotta have the groove for it too in your trucks.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. That should be good.
2 for 5.
Let's see this. Let's
yep.
See
this. I think they're like it's 2 for 4 actually at Sunnyside.
Where's that?
The liquor store right across the street.
Right across the street, yeah.
So what made you start drinking these all the time?
Hook me up, fam. Right. I got too many electronics.
Just listening to License to Ill by Beastie Boys over and over again.
True.
Yeah. On repeat, and everyone would come over and party, and I would force everyone to listen to that album.
In the Strathmore.
In the Strathmore, yeah. And drinking two of these, and then trying to go to the bar and... just never would work.
Just don't even make it there.
I'd just be too drunk.
Hell yeah.
Cheers, boys.
All right, yeah, cheers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Welcome. You guys are
thanks for having
us. First guest in the new studio. It was only $100,000 altogether.
I'd imagine.
A little bit more than the kitchen studio.
$100,000 a piece. We all put it.
Yeah. $300,000 full total purse, yeah.
Total purse.
We're in conversations with Home Depot right now. yeah.
Yeah, explain your little weird
I think I went
obsession
there
with that.
I went there like 14 times. 13 or 14 times total in the past month that I built this fucking backdrop's technically the only thing I built, but
dude, sick.
That's just plywood?
No, dude, but
painted,
yeah,
painted
it's
it over with the
chalkboard paint, yeah, which is pretty tight.
It is.
Actually pretty funny, we put a little groceries list on there because on the actual cans of paint it says that on there, it says milk, eggs, and apples. So
juice,
booze,
yeah, anything that you guys need,
anything that you
want to
add to the
list.
Adult diapers, light it up.
Yeah, it depends for sure.
Depends. Okay. But yeah, dude, I don't know, I was just like there so much, I was like, Home Depot's fucking dope, right? I was like, I kind of want a shirt. And one of the, you know, so I went on their site to go see if they have a shirt, and they legitimately have their own like apparel website.
Oh, okay.
Like away from Home Depot's actual site, and the shit's cheap as fuck. Like I bought a shirt on there for like $7.
Where's the koozie?
Go to hats, actually. Like the visor I bought, I was like, I don't even fucking like
just
visors.
It goes
deep.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was like $8 for a hat. I was like, oh, that does look like Burger King.
$8.
Yeah, like for a hat. Like hats nowadays are like $30.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, check it. Tell him to get some new glasses.
It was like $20 bucks altogether.
Prescription.
I've been drinking coffee lately.
Damn, those are blue light blocking too.
Oh, wow, what's that?
Those are sick.
Think they fuck around or something?
Hell no. Home Depot knows
like
what they're
welding,
doing.
Blue light? What's
no, it's for like
for
your phone. Like to help. Okay.
You can game longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. You stream yourself or what?
No. No, I'm not.
You're not that serious?
Yeah. I'll watch his stream though.
I would do it.
In Discord?
Yeah, he'll like
hop in
on his phone and watch what we're playing.
I'll watch what they're playing.
Yelling.
One thing I did want to ask you, Tone, I was going to wait till you're here, was how do you capture your i8? Do you have a...
I'm a Windows dude.
Yeah.
So I just got like this...
Does yours have the...
It's got
the
like
yellow. The,
it looks like an aux cord, but it's like a little, you know, analog to USB converter.
Oh, word.
You know, and just plugs right into the Hi8. I should have brought my camera.
Damn,
wow.
Man.
Yeah. No, it's really it's real like, simple.
Just, and then you just through what? What do you? What program
it's
do you
through,
use?
It's, dude. It's through some like knockoff program called CyberLink.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's it has nothing word. To do with like
should've
FireWire or any of that.
Should have set the Hi8 on one of these.
Damn. Yeah.
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 Have one over here.
It's my dad's old camera.
Third angle.
I've just always been using it. Still,
that fucking huge
that,
one is a
that
have?
One's the
that
VHS.
Damn, that's sick.
Dude. That I Damn. Went through three of them. Two of them didn't work.
Bought them on eBay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sent two of them back. Got one. It worked for about 3 months.
Yeah,
damn.
If that, and then it crapped out.
Damn,
dude, it's so sick. Though.
I've seen a
They're
lot of them
so
at like.
Cool.
I've seen like some at like Goodwill and stuff, but I like
they probably don't work.
They probably don't work. That's why I haven't bought them yet.
Dude, it's so cool. Once you can see that footage, like I got a clip of Goot. Like doing our slappy curve
Ooh.
Too.
Hell yeah!
Damn,
dude, it's so worth. If you can get, if you can find one, you know that works. Like, definitely go for it. It's so worth it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because I got a tape, or I got a high like a tape that I've been wanting to capture. And I know Alex has one too,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't figured out what cord it was.
Oh okay.
I found like 100 Hi8 tapes.
Damn.
Like 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's, I'm using all.
And
those.
I gave them all to him because he was the only
Damn.
One I knew that filmed.
There's like old footage on some of them too.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine is like my parents' old one. And
yeah.
There was a tape in there or whatever, and I watched, and I was like, it was like, yeah, it was like footage of me and Alex playing hockey.
The
like
fuck?
Super
have
young.
Have you captured it?
No, I haven't. That's
oh,
what I was saying.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I don't
I
have a cord or anything.
The program and
yeah.
This, or
yeah,
I can
please.
Capture it for you if
yeah.
you want.
Yes, oh,
please.
That'd be sick
yeah,
too,
tape,
honestly. Yeah.
Tape,
I didn't even think about that. That'd be dope. Yeah.
Might have to charge you for it, though.
Dude, I'll give you some money. I don't give a fuck. I'm rich. You see this place?
No. Oh, yeah.
Well, easy. Easy.
See a third of this place?
Yeah. Yeah, you see? Yeah, true. Well.
Yeah, fair. I'm in debt.
Are those your predictions?
It's kind of a joke.
It's my prediction
also,
every
yeah.
single year.
2042? Yeah, that sounds about right.
Dude, they suck, man, but I love them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how'd you go about getting season tickets?
They were my grandpa's seats, and then he handed them around to my dad, and then maybe one day to me.
Yeah,
but when
sick.
He, when
Tone
my dad can't
want
go,
him,
I want him. Oh my god, when my dad can't go, I just ask Brennan. He's like
yeah.
always down.
Shit's fun,
instantly.
Dude.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It took me a while to figure out you had season tickets. I'm like, oh, I could
yeah.
fucking seen these
we're,
dudes every goddamn
grateful.
Time.
Yeah. Very grateful for that. So
I know, the first time I saw you guys there, I was like, damn, I knew you played, but I was like, would never
yeah.
expect either of you guys there.
Yeah.
How does season tickets work? Do you still have to, like, buy them? Like, you
it's
don't get any playoff love, do you?
No, no playoff.
That's what I figured.
No, no. It's like a 30-game package or a 10-game.
That's what
Sunday
I figured, yeah.
Yeah.
Or,
you know. Oh, yeah, you looked it up.
I've like, looked into that Tigers one.
But
because they're cheaper.
I think the most fun we had was seeing the Pistons play
yeah.
at the Little Caesars Arena. That was so much fun.
Yeah,
it's
oh, yeah.
just like a show
Free
the whole
season.
Time.
Yeah, it's a good time.
it's just really rowdy.
I went
yeah,
there.
I can imagine.
Blake Griffin's first game here. I went there, whatever, and he got like an and one on his first like
Sick.
Play, and everyone fucking lost their mind, dude.
It's like there's
I have
like
no idea what's going on either.
Instructional videos and how you're supposed to act. In the crowd, remember they like did it in like
yeah.
the form of a rap song. Like,
jeez. No,
don't throw objects. Be kind to your neighbor, and it's like a rap song.
They paid some dude to rap.
Paid some dude to
you
sell out
yeah.
and rap.
Then they got the one dude that always fucking dances at like halftime or some shit too.
Yeah,
like that's insane.
Oh yeah, and the crowd and mm-hmm. everything. Yep.
My work has like their own suites or whatever at Little Caesars, and I can like request it.
Oh what?
And I've done that a couple times. It's pretty dope.
Yeah,
the
cool.
suites there are sick because they
like bring whoever you get. It's like certain people. Amount of
people. I have to like get that approved. But
oh,
yeah,
okay.
like I've taken Alex once, took my parents once.
That's
pretty
so
dope.
Sick.
Yeah, there's fucking food
I've never
and shit in there.
They sign the food cart and everything.
There's food in it. Like there's
I think
like,
the only thing you don't get is booze.
There is if you get there early enough. But
oh,
they just
okay.
don't have a lot
they
of
have
it.
Free
yeah.
booze, right?
Yeah.
In the clubs.
That's so
yeah,
sick.
It's fucking dope.
I guess.
And it's like the what?
It's where's the suite at?
It's like it's like right above the like top of the lower bowl, pretty much.
Yeah, you can see them.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it has like the glass around it,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
each like individual bay. That's
yeah.
those. Yeah,
that's
not
so
the
sick.
What's
yeah.
the other one?
The gondola.
Yeah, not that. I've yeah. been up there.
Yeah.
That looks
I've heard
sick.
That's the best spot
because you're straight over it.
Dude,
aren't those cheap yeah. tickets though?
I don't think so.
I doubt it.
No,
maybe
in that fucking they call it the gondola. That
yeah,
right
yeah,
up
yeah.
There. Dude, would be fun. to jump on.
I'm down. Let's go in 3 years when we get.
Seriously.
You know.
You've been skating, Corey?
Here and there. Just went to Cleveland over the weekend.
Yeah,
so
we did.
That was pretty fun.
Alex didn't go. Adam, a couple other people. It's pretty fun.
Same. So went out there. Felt good.
Skate some spots.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Honestly, skated. A lot of spots. It's sick.
Never skated.
Downtown area's got a lot of spots.
Yeah, actually, downtown is really fun.
AJ, shout out AJ Kessler, was just telling me about Cleveland like an hour ago.
Oh, damn.
Because he went there. I think.
You've never been?
Never to skate. I've been.
Oh.
But he was there the same time you were. I think he just went with his girl.
We went on Saturday. Oh, really?
Yeah, you went this weekend, too.
Damn.
Nice.
And then we ate some food and found out that in Ohio, you can't get alcohol after 10 there.
P.M.?
No. Yeah. Really? Yeah. I never knew that. She's like, what can I get you to drink? I'm like, Corona. She's like, what? I'm like, can't after 10. I was like, we're like, oh, like, well, we're from clearly, Michigan. Because she thought we were crazy.
You're like, all right, see ya.
Like, yeah.
Sorry, is that in all of Ohio?
I was more hungry than I was trying to drink. What?
But yeah.
In
all
of Ohio?
All of Ohio.
I did know.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
And Dayton, and they were freaking out about bars.
Yeah, the whole state.
Saturday night.
That's what I'm saying. Isn't that weird? Like, so people are just like getting hammered at like 7, treating it as or like 8 or 9, thinking it's 1 a.m.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
get off work at 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
and you want to go to the bar?
Too bad, dude.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Take day off.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Remember?
Oh, it's because of COVID, though.
Yeah. Well, I knew that.
But it'll bounce back. Eventually.
But I thought you were saying it's like that's it. That's how it has been.
Oh no! I just know that's like a. In effect there right
you
now.
You guys skate Cincinnati? Have
I've been there once. We went there once in like 2016, I think.
Okay. We try to go every year. Cincinnati's so sick.
Yeah, it's nice. Sick. It was fucking freezing when we went, though, if I remember correctly.
Yeah
we went in May.
We usually do that. Because we like want to get out of Michigan.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's like
10 degrees warm.
You're like, oh, it's south.
Yeah. Kentucky.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you can go right over to that.
Newport,
the DIY.
Yeah,
there's that one shitty ass motel right across the street.
Are we staying?
Yeah. The Katowski goes to.
Yeah, right across the street from
fucking
the White
walking
Castle.
Out of the on the window. Yeah.
Dude, when quarantine started, I was just going through old tapes or whatever, and I found a box of just like tapes that I didn't have marked or anything. So I was just like, fucking lockdown. I'm gonna watch all these or whatever, and I found a tape of Katowski. And this had to have been old because fucking Dom Freybutt is just like tiny. And they're just like fucking harassing him in the hotel. There's like a clip of him, like, of Dom, like, shitting in the sink in the hotel.
They're like throwing.
They're just like smoking cigs in the fucking hotel and not giving a fuck. I'm like, dude, that's sick. Like, I have that tape for some reason. Like, I don't know why.
You weren't there,
no, I wasn't there at all. No, I don't know if maybe. Yeah, I don't know if maybe like he wanted me to capture it one time, and I just haven't. I don't know.
Rob showed me footage of that of Nick's younger brother. Yeah. I never met him, but
Dom. Yeah,
he seems wild.
Yeah, he is pretty wild.
Rob's coming out with a video.
Is he?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
This year?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Man, that's solid.
I'd plug it in
between the homies. He's gonna premiere it on the porch.
Yeah, on the porch. I've been thinking about that. Like, what do premieres look like now?
Yeah, it'll be a porch premiere.
That'd be kind of sick.
Just for the homies. Screen,
just for the homies.
Yeah.
Nice.
But yeah, you should do a premiere.
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
Yeah, because it's like your place.
Yeah.
You can technically do whatever you want.
Right.
You know,
just have like the close homies.
You don't have to rely on someone else.
Yeah.
You know, which is.
Have you guys been filming at all?
Yeah,
a little bit. Yeah, a ton.
We got a lot of footage right now.
Do you gotta name it room service or?
Yeah, I want to fucking
go on
have
with the,
some
the
house
housekeeping
name, but my friends, like our crew, like hates that name. But they liked housekeeping, but they don't want to continue that.
You want a new thing or whatever?
They do.
That's fair.
I'm like, god damn it! But
it's your video, right?
I couldn't call it mine.
That's
when
not
everyone else.
Yeah,
I like okay. I edit it. They all thing. Their input. It's kind of like all of our thing.
We'll get together and do like sections together.
Yeah, we'll
okay.
And last time okay. Stelly did the magazine.
Oh, right.
He like laid it all out.
Stelly had.
I mean, it's a lot sicker when you guys all have a hand
we
in
all,
it too.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Stelly did a lot.
Stelly did.
We went to my work and printed them all. Like I can get in my office, on the weekends, and we went there and printed off all those magazines.
Damn.
You got
that's
the
insane.
I
destroyed the ink cartridges.
I don't know if I have a copy or not.
The housekeeping mag. Dude, it's sick.
I don't know.
I might.
Great job.
But yeah, we all made collages. Stelly laid it out, and then we went to my work, printed them off, and I like ruined the printer. Not ruined the printer, but like there was nothing left in it. And they were wondering who did it.
Damn.
I didn't say shit. No, dude.
That's sick.
But gave out for like, free. Oh, everyone wow, was hyped on it, I think. Worked
free,
out good.
A free mag. You guys were at the Brainerd premiere, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Dude. Well, yeah, crazy I think thing. So. We tried yeah, to yeah. do the...
Will Leather.
We tried to do it
but
Will.
But that night was the gnarliest yeah. snowstorm.
I understand.
Damn,
Will,
yeah.
Will canceled on us.
Yeah. I understand.
Oh, yeah.
William. Yep. William canceled
like,
on us.
He doesn't want people driving to his building through a snowstorm potentially gonna fucking wreck themselves.
Fucking all their yeah. leather up.
We were drinking.
Yeah. So I'm like...
You know. I mean, it all makes all sense, right,
let's
but
go to
still, that sucks.
What's,
this is a bummer.
What, does anyone know, like, this? Who knows? Why is Will's...
Because it's, like, a free in the back of Will.
I mean, I know that, but, like, where has ever been the connection of,
they're
like,
just,
skate videos and...
They're just down.
They're just down.
They're just down?
Premiere
just
cool. yeah.
Okay.
That,
I didn't know if, like,
nice.
Somebody...
Shows... I yeah, think yeah, like yeah, photography yeah, shows, like all that they did in the back of that building, but it's yeah. closed now.
It's under a new
oh,
one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's gone right. now. No, it's gone.
Really?
Oh,
what
really?
About the pizza place.
It's what it's going to be Flamingo Pizza or something weird like that. It's like there's a
damn.
Flamingo on the building.
In right? the back of Will's?
Yeah. No, no.
In
Will is gone. The Will whole
is
building.
Completely
yeah,
gone.
It's
the whole
fucked.
Building.
Will damn. Left town.
Will is out.
So fuck these damn. Skate videos.
But yeah, we just packed it all up. Stelly took all his photos down. We took the drape down or whatever and went to Brainerd and did it. And Greg Catella let us in and helped us out, like situated with Danny and everything. So that was a big help.
It was a pretty sure. big ordeal.
So I'm sure you've had some bullshit happen when you're trying to premiere a video and
dude,
you're like,
ask these
like,
two
oh,
dudes.
Dude,
right?
dude.
I am... the biggest asshole ever
oh,
just because it's like
it's in your mind how you want it.
No, it's not even that. It's there's always okay, so I've been doing it at Transitions for the last like fucking 7 years
yeah,
or something
yeah,
like
yeah.
that, and the reason I do it's janky, you know. It's like I have the fucking projector up in a milk crate up in the ceiling, like
yeah.
and like the screen either
on
like
a white
get,
wall
yeah yep. the screen either yep. like gets fucking skated on or thrown out and I have to rebuild it and I have to paint it and the or either like the VGA cord breaks a couple nights before I gotta buy a new one, you know. It's like shit like that, but it's like I've just been so grateful at the fact that like Sutchin's been letting me do it there every year that I'm not gonna not do it, you know.
Well, I mean, brings a ton of people there.
Yeah, it's always a good yeah. time. We can fucking do whatever we want there, like, you know what I mean.
The Sox tattoos were cool at that one
yep
year. 2 years ago mm-hmm. 2 years
yeah,
ago right
sick.
Yeah, there's a lot of people at that one
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I mean, like it's a good place for that
it
kind
is.
Of trip.
You got a good premiere every year.
Yeah, hell yeah, thank you.
Yeah, there's easily about like 3 weeks of setup.
Yeah,
I'd say.
Really. Yeah, every year
it's almost like the whole month of December.
Yeah, every
like
year
every
I
weekend. Prepare
yeah, I try
hard.
To do like practice premieres. Yeah.
Dude, I don't know how Kyle pulls the shit off. He does,
dude.
Because
Kyle like doesn't.
Dude.
At the end of the day, he doesn't care if it goes wrong. You know what
no,
I mean? Like how he missed out Noxus part in
yeah.
Rough Riders 3.
Yeah.
He's like well, right. fucked up, sorry.
Yeah.
but me, I would felt that, I'd
oh,
still
dude.
Feel bad.
Yeah.
Like
that's so badass that he yeah.
yeah.
he like
sorry, Nox.
He edits the Rosa videos together like the weekend
dude,
before the
I,
premiere.
I heard
that's
they were
insane.
I heard they were like exporting Rough Riders 3 like that night. Like
for sure.
Yeah,
that's
why
it was
on like
a
so yeah. that's why it was on like
That's why Knox's part was left out.
What's the fucking DVD, like the iDVD?
To print your DVDs, you go through.
Yeah,
company.
I go through like some company out in
yeah, like
California.
Shrink wrap it too and all that shit.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. It's like $2 or $3 a copy.
That's cool.
How do you, what do you guys think of?
Brennan does my braids.
I'm down with it.
Hell yeah.
That was actually the first thing I noticed when I saw you in the driveway.
Really?
I was like, damn, Tone.
Just was a little longer, but...
Get any more tattoos since I've seen you last?
Nope.
For,
well,
no?
Well, just some house tats
pop
on my leg.
Just some house tats.
No, he's seen.
Let me see for all of our YouTube viewers.
Look at the...
let me see. Just show your arm. Let's see it.
Everyone likes this lawn chair.
Damn,
the
that is
lawn chair.
That
is nice.
Art girls and... art dudes like that.
Well, I don't know. I think the dragon is new. Since I've seen you last, at least.
Have you seen
Josh
Barg
at Electric Park tattoo?
The cobra
on his stomach.
I don't know.
Man. Did you get
Maybe.
Your stomach tattooed yet,
no.
or did you do anything here?
Not yet. I'm saving the chest because that is.
You gonna do the chest first?
I think I might do
yeah.
chest first.
Yeah, do it.
But I saw Kyle Thompson. shout out to the good homie. He got like right there blasted by like Larson did that tribal.
It's like that black thing,
just
whatever it is,
right down like his
so
sternum.
Sick.
And for a dude like Kyle, completely covered from like head to toe,
for real,
he was shaking.
I believe it.
Sitting there, just getting it done. And I was just watching it. And I was like,
that sounds awful.
All right, word.
He can handle. He's a tough dude.
Yeah.
He always tells me how fucked it is. He has like tats on his head because he pretty much needs a ride home because he's just fucking.
Oh yeah, well he was still
head's
working.
Just buzzing.
He was working at the camera shop with me when he got his whole head blasted, and it was one day. Kyle was finishing up the second rose on the side of his head, and he was just like, "Yeah, dude, I'm gonna need a ride home
that
because they pretty much give you a concussion,
like
tattooing your head because it's just that hammer going into the side of your head,
over and over and over and over.
It's insane." It looks sick, though.
Steve.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
All right, I was going to ask you one, but you go ahead.
If you get closer, you can.
Yeah.
No, you go first.
I go first?
Yeah.
All right, I just want to know, like, what's, like, the tallest thing that you've popped onto or, like, struggled to pop onto?
Where you're like, wow, fuck, this is tall.
What's, like, something you had to battle?
I feel like Tone has an answer.
Is that a real siren?
I don't know about battle, but you know that...
it's easy.
Yeah, you got to get closer to the mic, though.
You know that Michigan Ave circle mani pad?
The Michigan Ave circle mani pad, where it has the ledges around it, too?
Yeah, and the slope down.
Yeah.
You know that really tall, like, ledge?
Then you...
That 50?
Yeah.
I was hyped on that one.
Yeah, that one's insane.
That's probably the most memorable one, you know?
That's definitely one of those spots where, like, you would joke about to skate.
Yeah.
And then when I saw that, you skated,
I
was like,
okay,
yeah.
No.
I would be like, well, Brandon would skate this.
You know the gold rails in West Bloomfield?
Yeah.
The back 50 I did on the outlet.
Oh, on the outlet?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty gnarly, too.
That's my favorite one.
Hell yeah.
I was going to ask you, what's the favorite trick you've ever filmed?
Filmed? Damn. Some weak-ass magnets.
Jeez.
We got a ghost.
Good Lord.
Yeah, Robbie's 50 is obviously a pretty gnarly one on the sign.
Not tray flip lip where you fucking lost
the tray
your
flip
mind?
Lip where I basically ruined the clip, I'll take that L. That's fine. I'm not going to go into that story. Everyone knows that one already.
You didn't ruin it that much.
No,
I mean,
didn't.
It's all for good reason.
Yeah,
it's a fucked up trick.
It helped the clip.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, it's the whole backstory behind it, though.
The tray flip
you know what I mean?
Wasn't even that cool.
Like, us getting robbed, him not getting close, him doing it at night. Like, it was... Like, meant fucking felt like I landed it, you know? The Jay-Z clip at Eastern where I, like, jumped down the... I actually physically jumped down the middle stair. He does Ollie 180 and then switch flip.
Oh, yeah.
The three sets in a row?
Yeah.
I
jumped, like, to flat on the second.
That's
fucking
awesome.
I wish I would have filmed some
and you
for
ran,
had me.
And you ran along for the last one?
Yeah, for the last one.
Yeah, anything that you have to run downstairs to film for, it's just... It's
even when
like,
I was filming your trick in Cleveland, like I was running through those bushes, I was like, oh, this feels cool.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that was so funny, too.
Yeah.
It, like, every time I would go to run up, I would just hear you in the leaves just...
Mm-hmm. Or he was, like in the zone. He was, like, in the zone trying to, like... There's like this ledge that's never been waxed, so it's like sticking, so he has to wax it every try, and every time he waxes it, he just throws it right where I'm running. I'm like, fuck, Corey. But he was like in the mood, you know, trying to focus on the tricks. So I was like, I'll just move it, it's fine.
Sick.
Yeah, I'd probably have to say, like,
that's a really hard question.
The Jay-Z line, Robbie's 50, Robbie's Trayfield would probably
Robbie's
probably
50
top
is
three.
Probably
you're talking about the Eastern
thing.
One, right?
In the sign, yeah.
Yeah,
so
fucking
gnarly.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
Mike back 50.
Back 50 did too, yeah.
That's
Dustin
insane.
Dustin
Jeez,
almost crooked
mean.
It, yeah.
Rhino shot a photo of Mike back 50.
Can't believe they didn't use that clip. And that independent montage. They're like, this ain't that
they
great.
Filmed
Damn.
They did, I thought Jeez, they did.
I wasn't there.
Uh-huh.
But they should have, you know?
Yeah, it's insane. Yeah, I don't know. Pros don't.
Nope.
Michigan skaters.
I know. I feel like I gotta plug Joe Croc's Rough Riders 1 part.
Dude, fucking iconic.
Dude, I'm just the best. It's like, but I like.
That's the first thing I think of.
I feel like I say this all the time, though. Like, literally, like, you, Joe, honestly, all the Rosa dudes, Jay-Z, Sprudy, Robbie, like, deserve fucking something. You know what I mean? Like, it's the Michigan
some
curse.
Some dudes in
you know?
Michigan definitely do.
Like,
some
even
more
Dustin
shit.
Got like the shit end of the stick every fucking sponsor he had. Like,
Dustin deserved more. I don't know how much he's skating.
Yeah, I mean, he's living the dad life now. But yeah, I mean, even when he was getting hooked up, he was getting like just treated like shit. Even when he was filming for his Warco part, like they didn't use any of it because it wasn't in because I didn't film it in 4K. It's like, dude. All this shit's fucking...
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
Don't forget about Tone, too, man.
Yeah.
The shit in North Mag.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm hyped
dude,
on it.
Honestly,
thanks to Evan.
That
yeah,
was a...
Yeah, shout out to Evan, man.
I was going to actually
shout
go
to
into the fucking... what made you want to try the QP to the bank at the wig?
Oh, I don't... Dude, I don't know.
It was the biggest thing there. It
hasn't been done.
Yeah.
Tone has something to prove, and it was the biggest thing there.
Little man syndrome.
Like, yo, I got big hair.
Yeah, no, I think it was Evan's idea. He pitched it to me. Just like,
real
good, it's
honestly.
Like,
we didn't rate it.
There.
We never rated the drink. I know, I'm letting him go. But
no.
All right, we'll get that after this.
Very good. Evan wanted to do it, and then... T-Stab, thank you for T-Stab. He,
he's Tony, you know, man. Yeah.
He had his moped pulled me about, 30 times, dude, and I'm just, like, so done.
Tone did it 10 times.
But I kept clipping.
Casing the back
of
his truck in.
Damn.
Yeah. And dude, going that high and landing that many
just get, were you just, like, getting tossed, brutal.
Oh, yeah, I got...
And he was kicking out a bunch.
Got
know.
My red Converse on and a white beater, that's it. And destroying myself, and... I was I'm done, dude, I'm done. He's like, do one more, just do one more. I'm like, fine, I'll fucking do one more. And we had, like, these, shitty... pieces of plywood out into the field that we just found
to line up.
They kept moving around a little bit too.
Yeah, and
I remember
fucked up.
Were you there that day?
I remember watching it. It was it was honestly fun to watch, but
yeah,
shit,
was just
man, I wouldn't want to be you on
he
that.
Stabs revving it and fucking jams it one time, and I just held on and eventually cleared it. So it's hyped, and Jeremy Cooper has the clip.
Yep. Jeremy Cooper has the clip, but it might be a few years.
I feel like he posted.
I
saw
that.
It. No?
I haven't posted the photo, and I posted it. That's the photo, but the clip's pretty sick.
You'll probably see it.
Maybe we can get the clip.
You'll probably see it very soon.
I hope so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
He's got a video.
Dude. Oh, yeah. He said he was working on something.
Yeah.
I want to see Jeremy's stuff.
Oh,
dude.
I'm hyped.
Oh,
Jeremy
yeah.
never disappoints.
Is he going to leave it out? Jeremy's last video was sick as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
What was it called?
Human error?
Was
it human error?
Human error, yeah.
It was like 10 minutes.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You wait around for a Jeremy.
Well, no, you're talking about like the.
When it comes out, you're
dude,
like, dude, this is sick. This is sick.
Because he had like a montage at Will.
Yes, yeah. That night
I don't know if he named
premiere.
That or something.
It was like that Kodama premiere. Right?
That's not what you're talking about, though, right?
No, I'm talking about human error.
Yeah, that was a good one.
He premiered that at
Jeremy's error.
He premiered that at Dunwell, right? Human error?
I wasn't there, but he did.
Yeah.
The short, was that a short? No. It was not a short.
Never mind. So let me ask you guys something.
Let's hear it, buddy.
Lay it on
What's
us.
What's your number one karaoke song?
Fuck.
Ooh. Good one. Without me, man.
What's it?
If I'm doing a duos, it'll be International Players Anthem.
Damn.
Oh, damn.
That's a good one. What about solo?
Yeah.
No.
Carly Simon's You're So
Famous. All right.
It's one of Elvis's slow songs that just bums everyone out. I can't remember it, though.
Probably comes after, like, someone just did a really hype song,
yeah,
too.
And yeah, and comments.
It's never the other way around.
Yeah. I do a sad Willie Nelson song, too.
Okay.
That's good. Steve?
What about you?
Oh, okay, I'll go. I honestly, if I were to hop on the mic, I'd probably do, like, Don't Speak by No Doubt.
Fuck.
Gwen Stefani.
As much as possible.
Try to do it.
Damn, I like your confidence.
Respectable.
What about you, Steve?
I always sing Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone will sing it with you.
Yeah, I remember I did Chumbawamba one time, and that sucked. That song, like, lyrically sucks. Like, it's not a good karaoke song.
Like,
I get knocked down when I get up again. Like, it's all it says.
Over and over and over and over.
One time.
I was, like, halfway through that song. I was like, this is a bad idea.
Fuck.
I fuck with Runaway, Bon Jovi.
Just fucking screaming on that one.
Dude, you always do Kanye with the shades on. What's the Eminem song you always do too, though?
Without Me, I do that one a lot.
Oh, that's a good one.
You sing that one in any bar in Detroit and you are Eminem. Honestly.
For that minute, yeah.
If you were murdered, who would be the most suspect?
Fuck.
If I was murdered.
My ex-wife.
I'd probably say Alex.
Me?
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't know. I feel like you could just...
Wow. Jesus.
He would be the most suspected?
Most suspected.
Oh, no. I would say Kate.
Kate?
Yeah, it's always like Kate? Geez, man.
Yeah.
They always go to the spouse first.
What's up with Kate?
The spouse? Yeah.
What did I do to you? I don't have an ex-wife.
Oh, we're talking about Alex. Oh, not you?
He's saying I would be the one
Alex
to kill him.
Would probably kill me.
Is Kate your current?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, Kate, for Corey.
Kate's too nice to do that.
Right.
What kind of beef you got with me, though, man?
I don't know. I just feel like you might do some shit.
Jesus. Damn.
So you always taking my photos.
Good God.
Yeah. Battling over photos. That's why.
I don't really got an enemy.
I don't even know. I don't.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Say
I
mean, you can say me. Be done with it.
You guys are just both dead and killed each other.
You both just say me too now.
We die from hanging ourselves while masturbating together. Yeah, touching each
right
other.
Next to each other.
So erotic.
Jesus Christ.
Jerking each other off.
I'm almost dead a little more, dude.
Dude, who's Sam Pellegrino is this?
All right, I got one more for you guys.
Let's hear it, buddy.
Yes, sir. What's better? Being a cowboy or a pirate?
Cowboy.
Cowboy.
Cowboy, yeah.
Cowboy.
Yeah. Except for being so lonely all the time.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Don't
say
fuck,
cowboy?
Don't fuck with me and my steed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she.
You guys ever rode a horse?
No, I want to so fucking bad.
I rode my fair share of horses.
Oh, that's right.
I love playing Red Dead Redemption, though.
Brennan saddled up.
That's
for
sick.
A little bit. A
few times.
Is it, like, weird at first?
The weirdest thing is like being on top of an animal so strong
that it can just throw you.
It feels weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably
the first time is like you're higher up than you think and you're like, you can feel every muscle in that fucking
horse's body. Damn, I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Like moving, you're like, damn, this is actually pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But it's a good feeling. You know? Yeah. It makes me think of, pulling out my pistol.
Pulling out your... Just wrangling some...
lasso some motherfucker.
Lasso some deer or something, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, Alex and I fucking...
Hunting for big gang.
Used to play Red Dead so much.
Did you play all the Red Deads?
Yes. Yeah, I played them.
I never played the undead one, though.
Well, there's the...
Revolver.
Red Dead Revolver.
Yeah, I have
that.
Yeah.
First one.
Yeah.
How many cigs we smoking?
I
smoke them out.
Traded in my PS2 forever ago.
Yeah, I have it on my Xbox.
All my games, too, and I forgot Red Dead Revolver, so I still have Red Dead Revolver.
Damn,
on PS2.
I'm about to play that soon.
Do you have an RGB keyboard?
No, I did stuff. No, no, RGB.
Not that far.
It's a little too much. I've got a good setup, but the RGB is a little much. And you see all those dudes online, like, look at my fucking setup. It's so badass. And it's like a fucking arcade game. It's like
it's a rainbow.
Yeah.
What's RGB?
Loser.
You ever see those keyboards that glow, like, you know,
I thought
red,
it's like
blue,
backlit.
And green?
You got one.
Yeah. There
not
it
my
is.
Not my keyboard.
There it is.
Tone setup looks like a fucking fashion show.
Oh my God, no it doesn't.
The rainbow boards.
Do you have two monitors?
I've seen the rainbow skin.
Yeah,
Tone's
you at least need
before.
Two.
Yeah, this bitch.
Dude. Tone's got
how
three.
Much did that say it was?
He's I used got, to have three.
He's got a monitor.
$3,000 for that?
A monitor, a skinny monitor, and then he's got the TV.
Mm.
Oh,
okay. So you got
the Strathmore?
So you got like
the
vertical monitor?
My last place.
You gotta get,
Rest in peace, the fucking Strathmore. God damn.
A lot of priorities there. Yeah. I'm surprised none of that
got
broken.
Remember like the New Year's or some shit?
What's the story behind the table? The table focusing right there.
You know what? Yeah. Dude.
We partied there.
Yeah.
Shout out to Horkin. Horkin was the first dude to break a table in my last apartment.
Word.
Ever since that.
Is that that clip in housekeeping?
Yeah. That's he like jumps. Yeah, it was the first one. And then ever since that.
The whiplash?
Yeah.
Ever since that, I'm just like, dude, I'll buy a fucking table. I'll buy a table. And
50,
then
50 bucks
I'll
every
send
weekend.
The picture. Yeah. I'll send a picture to everyone, and they're like, oh, he's got a table. So everyone will just come over.
That's sick.
50 bucks every weekend.
And now I live
Home Depot. Shout out.
I just remember going I just remember going like to one of the times I went over there, and like someone came up to you, and they're like, "Yo, who's your table guy?" And you're just like. Like, didn't even answer him, just, like, stared him down.
like, to break it or to buy it?
I'm just like, yeah, like, where these tables come from? Who's your table guy, you know? Like,
Home Depot.
Hell yeah, that's sick. The
truth. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Dude, people love seeing tables get broken.
Dude, who does it?
People love seeing destruction.
Honestly.
Oh, dude, I really enjoyed those videos.
And thank you. Yeah, and my cousin...
My cousin Vince. Shout out Big Cousin Vince. Yeah, lives in Buffalo, New York.
Because that's great guy. They have the Buffalo Bills there, their football team, and their tradition is to break tables.
Yeah, yeah.
So every time he comes here.
They're like tailgating. They're just all jumping on tables and shit. Yeah.
They're like wild. He's like, dude, they're just
wild
trashy
Bill.
Wild, you know, but.
Trashy.
Damn.
He comes here and just does their routine, you know?
But yeah, I remember the last time I was at your house, too, there was a. Like someone moved the table. Like someone,
remember someone that? Moved the table.
Yeah, someone went to jump for it.
We're not
it.
My cousin.
We're
not
to talk about that.
And he got bummed.
Oh, we're not.
Yeah, but that got on. Goot sent it to drunk people doing things, and it got on.
Oh,
drunk
did it get
people
on?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
But me and him would. He'd come over and we'd break tables. Just like me and him, and wouldn't film it.
We're like, that was sick.
Just me and him. We wouldn't film it.
What'd you guys do last night?
Broke the table.
That's sick.
Grass monkey's about to we're getting warm.
Cheered
yes,
up.
Yes, sir.
Alright, while you're drinking that, would you rather get caught masturbating or shitting your pants in public?
Masturbating.
Shitting my pants probably. Because you're not getting a fucked up charge from that.
Exactly, yeah.
Masturbating.
That's what I was
but you're
too.
Not masturbating in public. Is that the scenario?
Masturbating.
It's either
you
masturbating
could just be cutting,
or
like
shitting
if you're just getting
public.
Walked in on kind of thing.
Jerking off in public is
I'm not
a life-ending
Am I shitting myself in public or at home?
In public.
I would,
like, there's
so
people
are these
around.
Both?
These
am
both
I,
looking
am I beating
you.
It off in public or am I at home?
You're beating off in public.
You're beating
then, yeah,
off
no,
in public.
I'm gonna shit myself. Cause
I would shit myself.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
I actually shit myself a couple of years ago.
Dude,
it was very bad.
So, you've already been down this road.
But I was driving. You
oh,
know,
oh,
I was
you were
racing
okay.
back
oh,
home to the toilet.
One time, Tone had to piss so bad. I think he around here, right? You pissed, at a, you pissed at a urinal, or you pissed at a gas pump, right?
No, it was me.
You got the wrong guy.
I thought it was.
No, I've never done that.
Fuck, marry, kill. Legends of the Hidden Temple, Guts, or Double Dare?
Fuck. Wait, how do you fuck, marry, kill?
Just like which one would you want forever, which one you want once,
oh.
And then which one would you get rid of kind of thing?
Mm. Is that Indiana Jones?
No, that's the...
they're all Nickelodeon
like
shows.
Nickelodeon, like... adventure show where they go it's like a game show.
I gotta hop out of this one.
You gotta hop out of it.
You don't know, man. You don't know Guts or Double Dare?
Guts?
Yeah. Double Dare is the one that's kind of eluding my brain right now.
Damn. Double Dare you got slimed in, right?
Double
no,
Dare?
No, that was yes, tech. Sometimes you would, yeah.
Okay.
What was the one where you're like basically sitting on like a conveyor belt almost? Is that Double Dare?
Is that Guts?
Double Dare had a lot of different things in it.
Guts
was more like sports based.
Yeah.
Oh.
You had to like run around and shit like that.
Tone.
I think I would marry Guts. I
would
marry
Guts.
In
those
Guts. Fuck Double Dare and kill Temple.
Okay.
I would marry Hidden Temple.
What?
Okay, yeah.
Hidden Temple
is dope.
I had a lot of fun watching that show.
Have you guys seen Beverly Hills Ninja?
Yes.
No.
With Chris Farley?
With Chris Farley, yeah.
I don't know.
Damn, you guys should watch that.
That has nothing to do with the question, though.
He said he's out of this question.
Not
back.
Yeah. How about you, Steve?
I would kill Double Dare, fuck Guts, marry Hidden to the Temple.
Wow, Temple's really doing it for you guys, huh?
It's a good one.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a good show.
I mean, they're all great.
I'm with Steve
like the
on that
Stonehenge
one.
Face would talk to them.
Yeah.
And,
what
like,
was his name?
I don't remember.
Had a name.
He did have a name, but I don't remember.
Indiana Jones.
If you had to give a top five nollie flip in Michigan, what are your top five?
It wouldn't be Adam.
Okay. That's why I will.
Eating those dirty fucking ramen noodles over there. What is that, shrimp?
He's a teacher.
I can smell it from here.
He doesn't have enough money, dude. He's
asshole.
A teacher.
I'm just kidding.
Who's got the top five nollie flips?
Dude, I don't know, man.
Mike Crock's got a good nollie flip.
Okay.
Mike Crock's got a new...
You gotta throw Jay-Z in.
You know the rule? I don't want to say it. Knox has a great nollie flip.
You should tell him about you and Austin's rule about nollie flips.
I don't know the rule.
You know the...
They're not a nollie heel.
It's nollie heel?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm an idiot.
What's the rule?
It's if... Am I skating today? And they go out first try nollie flip. If they don't
nollie
land
heel.
It.
Nollie heel.
Nollie heel, whatever. Because
that's the harder one. Yeah, or if we're drinking tonight.
It's either like, way, nollie, whatever. Flip it. If they don't land it, they're not skating. If they land it, they're skating. Flip.
Damn, I'm never skating.
I'll give Mike's got a pretty looking nollie flip. Jay-Z, he's nollie flip some shit.
Yeah.
I'll give one to Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
Adam, I'll give one to Adam. He's got a good nollie flip.
Sick, you have one cool trick.
Yeah, that's it. My nollie flip is dog shit. I got him on flat, but that's about it.
I've never landed one. Ever?
Never?
Never.
Never. Wow.
Have you?
Yeah, same here.
Mm-hmm.
In middle school. So how many do I got? I got
Mike, I think you had five, yeah.
Mike Crock.
Yep. I've JC. Landed like one nollie on the ground.
Adam, I'll give one to Knox. I got one more.
What about Adam
Mueller?
Yeah.
Dude, Mueller's just really good.
You can say that about any trick.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fuck it.
Garrett's got a good one.
I'll give one to Adam. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Robbie probably has nollie flips pretty fucking good.
I wouldn't put him in my top five. But yeah, I would say Jay-Z. Yeah, I hate to say Adam.
Just because the dude practices nollie flips all the time.
Scott Hartzell honestly has a good one. Even though he doesn't skate anymore.
He did have a good one.
He did.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Yeah. What did I say? Jay-Z, Adam, Scott.
You should see my
Garrett Blair. Garrett Blair's a good one. Yeah, Mueller, too. That would probably be my top five. Mueller, Garrett, Adam, Scott, Jay-Z. But I also, like, don't want to put Scott in there. It's got to be somebody else.
Michigan 360 flips. Mike Freeland.
I'm going to throw Lonzi in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he does have a good one, yeah.
Mike Freeland,
Robbie.
Big
it's like D. Robbie does a great one too.
Corey Kramer, Kramer honestly has a really good one.
I'll put.
But
Horkin.
Who's got it over something?
Horkin.
Oh, over.
Horkin,
you know,
Horkin does
sure.
have a really good
That's
one.
The
yeah.
Schwalm,
honestly.
Shout out to Horkin.
Schwalm.
Steve
yeah.
Schwalm.
What do you guys want to add to the grocery list? You said Depends.
Yes.
Okay.
Adds all diapers.
All right.
Put it. Yeah. Yeah. Put adult diapers, not Depends.
Yeah. Adult diapers.
People,
yeah.
Some people won't get that.
You could use some liquor or something in here.
Liquor, okay.
Some salami, some cabagol, some soppressata.
Some.
You get one thing.
Some cabagol.
You get one. Here's the rule. Here's the rule. You get one thing on the list, and if you want to come back on and you bring that thing on, then you can put something else on the list.
Tone's girlfriend makes him wear adult diapers the
yes.
night he's
she
drinking.
Does.
On the weekends,
yes,
when
I
Tone's
shit myself.
Drinking, Tone will shit himself in
yes.
Sierra.
But he would prefer to
him.
Jerk off in public,
it's
basically.
It's pathetic.
Yeah, because he already does shit himself.
Sierra
makes sick
him
of it.
On adult diapers.
I'm a mess on the weekends.
Is that why you almost shit yourself on the way home? Or you said you did shit
well,
yourself
no,
recently?
Dude, I was at Huntington Woods Skate Park one time, and I got like extra vinegar on a Jimmy John sub, and I'm skating. I'm like, ah, it's so sick. And fucking...
Just slides out
the hot Vito at Jimmy's, and then I got all this vinegar on it, and I'm skating. It's all jumbling up, and I, oh, and I get in my Jeep and I start driving home. This was like 2015, probably, and I'm like in my Jeep driving home.
Back to Rochester.
Oh God, I'm like I can't pull over anywhere. It's like I'm on. Yeah, I don't know if you guys know the area, but it's Livernois. It was like. Nowhere to stop to take a shit. I'm like, I'm going to pull over here and maybe take a shit behind that bush. And then like, pull over. There's a house back there. I'm just like not comfortable. So
yeah.
Like,
get back in your car.
Get back in the car. I'm pulling around. Get like a block away from my parents' house. And I'm just like, oh, God. And just falls out of you at some point. Dude.
Just damn. Slides out.
And then,
I can honestly say in my adult life or in my driving life, that is never happened to me.
I had one time that I was like, I had one time
can
I was
we boycott Adam Howard out of this fucking garage?
Yeah, that was totally fucking.
That was Austin.
Oh, Austin. Yeah.
They're just eating his noodles all by himself.
This dirty fucking shrimp ramen.
I almost shit myself on the plane back from Sweden last year.
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't
you
go to the bathroom?
Because we were taking off, and I, like, went to get up, and the lady's like, sir, you need to sit down, or we have to put the plane back to, like, the gate or whatever. I was like, oh, my God, and I literally, like, went and back and sat and back in the seat, and I'm like, dude.
Did you get sweaty?
I was like, dude, I'm going to shit myself. And the guy next to me is like, you all right? I'm like, dude, I was like, sorry, if I'm, like, I was like.
Did you tell him? Like, huh? I got
to. No, poop. But, like, I mean.
Yeah, you're doing
I
this.
Went to try to go to the bathroom.
You're
I'm
all
like,
sweaty?
I'm like, come on. Yeah, just, like, fucking focusing out. Nothing but terrible. Not trying to shit myself.
I was like,
I made it though.
Yeah, good.
And I went and sat in the toilet for like 45 minutes, just unloading, making sure I got it all out. You know,
I'd like
the plane ride.
Yeah,
I was driving back from St. Louis, and I had to shit for like the last 30 minutes of the 8-hour trip, and got into my driveway and tried to fart, and it was bad.
Damn.
I
was at home, though, so it wasn't that bad, you know? Mm-hmm. All I had to do was walk 40 feet and figure it out. Yeah, if I had the Depends, I would have been all right.
Yeah. Extreme Ooh. Depends.
What's the age where you think it's, like, socially acceptable to wear one?
To shit yourself?
75?
60, 70.
I would say...
75 or 80?
I'd say 85.
85? I don't even think 85? I'll make it that long.
I don't think I'm going to make it that long.
Same.
You're going to make that long. Shut up, B.
Yeah, but think about the thing.
Adam, what's Howard that guy still doing? Shits himself. I don't know where he's talking.
Pants story, dude.
I don't want.
This ain't your episode.
I know.
Yeah,
I know. You guys know how your phone will tell you like what your top five apps are?
Yes.
What do you think they are?
I'll say alarm clock is is one out of five. I'll say
most used.
Yeah.
Alarm. Clock. Well, you got an alarm going on that much?
I got about 10 of them a day.
I think it's screen time, though. So how much you're actually like, looking at it.
Instagram.
Fucking hate it.
You hate Instagram or Instagram is the one you use a fuck
It's time. The one I use the most, but I hate.
Yeah.
Porn.
You hate that you do it?
I've deleted it so many times.
Same.
And just like.
And you come right back.
Because like.
Yeah.
We got a big group chat going.
No. We got the coom tomb.
That's the only reason I have it.
That's how I feel about Instagram. Snapchat, because I have a friend who is in the Air Force Instagram. Overseas, and the only reason I really like keep it's it perfect. Is to talk to him, and then I delete it. I'm like, ah, fuck.
But, you know, like, not to be all conspiracy, I'm not a conspiracy dude, but, like,
do it.
Those apps are listening to you.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Without
sure. Because then you you talk about, like,
I'm
gaming
listening.
Or something like that.
I'm listening
you're
to
gonna
those
get a,
fucking
you're
going to
get a
too,
fucking
buddy.
RGB keyboard
You're
going to
get an RGB keyboard ad.
Oh, I'm fucked. I'm fucked for typing that in. Yeah, I'm fucked for typing that in.
So annoying.
Yeah.
You can even just like think about something, I swear, and it'll pop up.
Dude, they can predict your kind of thoughts.
They're reading your
fucking
brain.
Yeah, I remember.
Kind of bummed I haven't gotten any Home Depot ads yet, though.
I'm going to get a Depends ad.
It's because you want them.
Sunday, I went to Qdoba.
Yeah. Should we get you a sponsor?
Maybe, dude, for when I'm...
They make t-shirts? Wear a t-shirt? Depends t-shirt?
I shit myself. Huntington Woods.
No, it's like the Apple I shit.
Oh, yeah. It's an app. You guys know how you can check which apps you use, though, right? Your screen time?
I'm on Android.
Oh, you're on Android?
Here, right here.
Because my top apps are...
Settings, and then I want to
screen
say
time.
Like...
Yeah, I got the Pornhub premium app. No, I don't.
That's an app?
No.
I bet it. No, it probably.
It should
is
be.
It
probably.
Maybe it's
probably
CL activity.
My top five are Instagram, messages, NHL, maps, and YouTube.
Instagram, messages, music, Safari, YouTube.
And then?
NBA runs a close six.
And then Snapchat. And
then Snapchat runs a close seven.
Where is it again? I'm sorry.
Settings, and then screen time. And then you got to do, like, view all activity.
Instagram. I feel like a piece of dog shit.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's obviously
I think that's everybody's.
Yeah.
You don't have Apple Music?
I do.
Nah,
I'm a Spotify.
You do?
I feel like a lot of people hate on Apple Music.
Definitely.
I don't know why.
I love it.
I like it more with an iPhone because I feel 100%. Like it's so much more integrated with your phone.
100%. See, I got Spotify Premium and Hulu in my plan.
And
so I can't complain.
Yeah, so like
two for one.
Apple Music comes with Verizon for me.
You guys seen any good movies lately?
I watched Uncut Gems. That's a good segue. I know it was in I know it's not that new, but I watched Uncut Gems like a week ago.
Oh, that's a good one.
Dude, that one fucked me up, man. Wild I was like, ride. I was blown away.
It's kind of cool
so
to see him
watching that. Like,
have you seen it? Have you seen it? Have you seen it? Corey, no.
Hello? No. Why, no, dude? Nope. Watch it.
I'm not gonna
Adam
tell him the
Sandler,
end. Then.
It's Adam Sandler.
What was that on?
It's on Netflix. But like, I didn't feel like I was watching Adam Sandler.
Yeah, it's kind of cool to see him in a serious
not
role.
At all, yeah.
Have you guys seen the movie Apocalypse Now? 1970s. That movie's
insane. Oh, yeah. No, but
insane.
I know what you're talking about.
That movie's
insane. Yeah.
I still want to watch 1917. I heard that was fucking
great
wild.
Movie. I heard that.
Yeah,
because
I heard
yeah.
it was like almost
continuous.
All one. Yeah, like one scene, pretty much.
It's like a play.
Yeah. That's tight.
I didn't see it, but they dressed the cameraman up in the outfits. Or the uniform.
Oh, so they can get like cross shots,
yeah,
pretty
the
much.
Back shot, yeah. Totally background, whatever.
I haven't watched any movies, but I finally started watching Lost. If anybody
I've
has,
never.
You've never watched any movies?
Well, no, I haven't watched any.
Just fuck with me,
dude. I bought my new phone came with HBO Max, and Sopranos is on there.
I pay for that.
Oh, dude,
and
I've seen
and
all
I've never
Sopranos.
Seen Sopranos.
Yeah.
I'm gonna dive
amazing.
Into that soon. Yeah.
My watch favorite it. Show. My Sopranos favorite. One of my favorite shows.
It's extremely slow, but just watch.
That's fair.
It.
Yeah, I appreciate
good.
It. Like,
it's very good.
How many seasons is that?
5, 6.
But each episode's like an hour.
Yeah, that makes
long.
Sense. Yeah.
We should all shotgun a beer real quick.
Dude, I'm for it. I don't think we've ever done that before.
All community.
I don't know.
We
can.
Austin, you want
to
get on?
We can get. And then Austin's going to go up to the 7-Eleven and grab us some more beers.
With no shirt on.
No shirt.
No shirt.
No mask.
No mask.
No
mask. No mask.
No mask.
No mask. No shirt.
He's butt naked, but he's got a mask. So it's all good.
Wait, is he running away from the shotgun right now?
He's going to get more beer, I think.
How do you feel about ABD?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Already been done. How do you feel
already
about
been
it?
Done, don't do it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Already been done, don't do it? Okay.
Don't do it.
But how strict are you on it? Because like I feel like nowadays it's kind of like, who
I mean,
cares?
Do it, but or don't put it in your part.
Maybe specifics? I don't know.
What are you getting at? You're fishing here.
The way skateboarding
you're
is
fishing.
Right now is like even like music like is being reused.
Music is ABD.
Yeah, but like I've heard the same song so much in the last like 5 years. Like
I'm not even sad. I feel like if you dig hard enough you can always come up with new unique music.
There we go.
Dude. If you're having fun doing it, I think you should do it.
See, that's what I'm saying. Is like
if somebody told me somebody did a trick at a spot that I'm about to do, I'd be like, well, it's going to be fun either way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck.
Well, that's what I was trying
like
to
I'm
get.
It's not like I'm a pro skater. It's not like I'm any of us are getting paid.
Yo, can I get
can
I get one?
Steve a Corona. I think Austin's
don't
out.
Go throwing these.
No, I'll rip one of these. It's chill.
Austin, you want to get in on this?
Austin, get over here.
Yeah. He tried
Brennan,
come over here, though.
My Lord Gutness is about to shotgun a beer.
Brennan. Can I see your keys?
Yes, sir.
So with ABD, so what if you do it better?
ABD.
That would be pretty sick.
ABD.
No, I'm just... Well, what I was trying to get at is, like, I feel like back, let's say, like, 5 years ago plus...
Judgmental.
It used to be very serious.
Definitely.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't do that. Homeboy already did it. Jesus Christ.
That shit went everywhere, dude.
I
was holding it low.
But now it's like, who actually cares? You know what I mean?
In my opinion.
God damn, I'm sorry.
But okay,
if
so
it's
like
that big of a spot,
if
and
it's
that big
super
of a trick,
like don't
so like if Joe Croc switched back 180, big
yeah.
T.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Don't
right,
do that.
That
don't do that.
Head.
Yes,
that was
yeah.
in my head.
There's specifics.
Exactly
there's definitely specifics.
I'm serious.
Yeah,
yeah.
If Kyle Eby almost half cab knows Wayne almost, you don't do that.
No, that's fair. Yeah.
You leave him at his shit.
Yeah.
So was that almost been done?
It's almost been done.
ABD?
But he no-slided that bitch, too.
ABD almost been done.
Kyle Eby almost been done. Holy shit, that's good. I never even thought of that.
My apologies for fucking spraying shit everywhere.
Yeah, I did too, so it's fine.
All right, boys.
Hey, let's get in for the cheers
I'm
here.
To come.
All over the electronics.
My wife?
Yeah, I'm not going all the way in because I'm.
My wife is my life?
Hell yeah,
like
boys.
I might come.
Fuck my wife.
First episode
fuck
in the me. New fucking place.
Oh, shit.
And I dropped it.
That'll be a good clip.
Corey, let the record show. Corey did not do his whole beer. He dropped it.
Dude, who does do?
And he's still working on that same Ruby grapefruit, motherfucker.
Woo.
ABD.
Already almost been done.
Almost been done, Kyle EB.
Yeah. What are some other almost been done's?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
there's probably a million.
I'm sure we all got our own almost been done.
What's your almost been done that you've been like, dude, wanting to get, haven't gotten?
I'll tell you.
Yeah, I got a couple of my wars going.
Right. Well, that's true. I guess if you don't want to
leak
it.
I don't care. I'll leak it.
You know the guardrail at Hart Plaza over the drop?
Guardrail at Hart Plaza over the drop.
Okay, think about the end of Big T, that guardrail.
Slow and steady.
That fat black rail.
Yeah. You're trying to skate that?
I tried a line multiple times where I tried to, like, 50 pop out it.
Damn.
And I haven't got... That's like a my war. Maybe...
One my war you guys know is... there's at Wayne State, there's the physics building, and it's a long black rail, and Skutnik and Enger did it. I think Enger front boarded it.
Skutnik did a feeble and a board slide.
It's really long, and it's like this narrow pathway you round to it.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm just trying board slide on it, and I did it once with Austin Walsh. We each landed and hit the end of the curb and fell out.
So they didn't do it.
So we didn't do it.
There's a fakey tray I've been trying in Grand Rapids forever.
Did you ever get revenge on that shit that broke your shit off?
No, I'm never going back there, dude.
Was that a back fifth?
No, I was trying 5-0.
Back 5-0?
Yeah, or front 5-0.
You're goofy.
And I slipped out.
You think you'd try it again or no? No,
dude, I don't even like looking at rails anymore, to be honest. That's all I can think about. Yeah.
One time I broke the shit out of my elbow and Adam Mueller filmed it.
Damn. Really?
Oh, my
God. You haven't seen the
scar.
Clip?
Show
I don't
the camera
think so.
The scar.
Look at this.
The damn, that's gnarly. Yeah.
That's my wife.
That's my wife.
Adam Mueller filmed it.
Damn. And what were you trying?
I was trying to nollie pop shove over something. And Adam Mueller took me back to his house. His parents' house in Rochester, Michigan. And they all left to go skate again, and his mother took care of me.
Is that the only time you ever broke anything?
No.
No?
I broke my ankle, broke my wrist, fractured my skull one time.
Damn. How'd you do that?
Brendan's got some bad clips.
I slipped out on a frontside flip down like a 8 stair when I was like 14.
What's your worst slam?
At Skatopia.
Damn.
100%. Oh. Yep. I was...
Hang up?
Well, pretty much. I was pumping the Lula bowl super hard. It's like the concrete, like, flow bowl.
Yeah.
And at the base of the bowl, they didn't cap the drain.
Brendan, let me get a Corona.
Yeah, let me get a Coors Light.
Anyways.
Yeah,
the hardest time I slammed at Skatopia in the Lula bowl.
Thanks, sir.
They didn't cap the drain at the bottom of the bowl.
Oh.
And I didn't know that. And I drilled it. I hit it so hard, and I fucking slammed into the side of the fucking...
I don't wish that on anybody.
God damn. So hard. I landed right on my wrist, and I'm pretty sure it was busted. I never went to the doctor, but went to the doctor like a year later, and there was like chips of bone in my shit.
You still feel it at all? Or
Tone? Oh, yeah, I cannot.
Tone complains about a whole lot that isn't a big deal.
Oh my God, Brennan is literally a princess. Just so everyone knows, I am not the complainer of the pair here. It's Brennan, not me.
We can edit that one.
do not edit that out.
Dude, let's talk about Skatopia for a minute. Isn't that like in the middle of nowhere in Ohio?
It's like the southern point of Ohio, and it's like 88 acres, and you go out there and you're driving out there and there's like Amish people everywhere.
Damn.
And like they're super nice, like wave to you and everything.
Yeah.
But there's like roads out there that
Dirt roads
that just go off into nothing, and they're not on the map. Like,
oh shit!
Wow.
Yeah, and they're named too. And it's like,
damn,
what the hell is that? It's not on the map. And it's like, you pull up to Skatetopia, and it's like this weird driveway, and it just goes straight up. And you're like, what the fuck? And you pull up, you go up, you go up, you go up, you get the tip, and then there's like this dude there. He like gives you a sticker, like that you're camping there for the weekend or whatever, and then you pull in, and it's just like, it's like redneck skateboarding. It's like hill people, like everywhere, like a lot of drugs and like
just like damn. Woodstock, but
Pabst fucking a lot of Pabst blue trash, ribbon. It's so sick. It's so fun. But then again, like you gotta like watch your shit. They blew up a car. Like I was younger when I drove.
Like
when
people
were
stealing your shit, kind of thing.
No, Jeep there, I drove my Jeep there. Yeah,
damn.
Fucking, they blew up a car right next to my Jeep.
Just like someone's
holy
car,
shit.
Or like
it
someone they
like
knew,
a
or
junker.
It was a, oh, okay. It was a junk. Yeah, exactly. It was a junker car. They blew it up. It was fucking blew it up.
But it was no regard to like
no regard to anything or anyone.
Yeah,
everyone is super nice, but they blew it up. It was on. It's a blaze. It's like the middle of the day. It's like 4 p.m.
Fuck.
Kick it into the valley. Into the valley. Goes down to the edge of the trees. And then, like, engulfs the edge of the trees in fire. Like,
fuck.
Just, like, the biggest flames I've ever seen. It's just,
sick.
Like, scorching. And I'm like, is the fire, you know, the firemen gonna come? Like, put this out or something? And, like, nothing. And then it eventually dies out.
Damn,
you know, and then
it's like, is that like,
it's like
a normal
like no
day
rules.
There too, though, you know?
Like, oh yeah, no one did anything. I'm like the only one freaking out. Like the forest is on fire. Forest fire. What are we gonna do?
All right.
No one did a thing, you know. And then I go skate the little ball, break my shit off.
Damn.
Yeah, that's
bummed.
It's like to the point where
Church
it's just if you get fucked up there, like,
no mask.
You're just
stuck.
You're stuck.
No yep. mask.
Damn.
Were there a lot of people there when you were there?
It was Bull Bash. Which is like the end of summer, and I broke my shit off. I got so bummed out. The two dudes I was with, I was like, guys, I'm like really hurting right now. I gotta go, and like they understood. But then I drove back home at like 2 a.m. and it's like an 8-hour drive. I drove through the night, and I'm like driving through the night, and it's pitch black. You know, like you drive through the night, and it's like pitch black to daylight. It's like crazy to see that transition.
Yeah.
And you're awake. Yeah. But by that time you're back here, you're like dead. And I'm like falling asleep at the wheel. And I'm dozing off. I'm like, you gotta keep. I'm like hitting my buddy. Like, you gotta talk to me. I'm gonna fall asleep. And like, yeah, I'll talk to you. And fucking fall asleep again.
Dude, I always find myself, like, when I'm driving, like, super late back then, I'm just like, I literally gotta, like, sit up.
I'm like I was dumping water on my back and everything. I couldn't stay up. Couldn't stay up, and then eventually we got there, but Skatopia is insane. I think everyone should go there once. It's so sick.
Yeah,
I want to go
been.
Back
yeah.
so bad. It's so fun.
Hell yeah.
The Punisher is insane, though. It's like a vert ramp in a bowl, and there's, like, spiders at the bottom of it. If you fall, there's like bugs like that got trapped down there, and they don't clean it. It's
holy
fucking
shit.
Crazy, dude. That place is so sick.
Damn.
That's a nice beard you got going, dude.
Thanks, man.
How long have you been working on it?
I haven't cut it in 3 years, but I trim it every now and again.
Okay. Shout out Streetbird.
I got oils and stuff. Who?
Streetbird.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
He's got a big beard going.
Rob's always had that fucking a good beard,
yeah, I mean,
honestly.
What's your guys' favorite clip that you've done?
Like my actual trick that I do.
Yeah, like you're actually skating. No matter if it was like sick as. Like,
I talk about my half cab heel on like Garing Gap.
What's that?
Garing Gap, Gator Gap, Garing Gap,
oh.
Industrial Gap.
Industrial Gap.
Whatever you
yeah.
want to call it.
I always hear Gator.
Yeah.
What about you?
Dude, I don't even know.
I don't know either. I'm just curious.
You guys ever been to San Fran?
No, the farthest west
never
I've been is Arizona.
I've been to...
Never been to Kelly, huh?
I've been to
I figured you would have went to Mistelli or something.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Dude, I don't leave Detroit much.
San Francisco is like...
Yeah, that's cool. Midwest.
I suggest yeah. going to San Fran at least once.
I would be so down.
Yeah. Have you skated in Canada at all?
Just Windsor a little bit.
Yeah.
When I was younger. Nothing crazy, though.
Where's like the coolest place you've skated out of Michigan?
Some LA spots were pretty sick, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, LA's dope. But, like, what are some spots that
Italy,
you...
Italy. Italy.
Oh, you skated in Italy?
Yeah,
okay.
Italy spots were the sickest.
What are some spots, though, where, like, video-wise, you're like, Arizona. Holy fuck, like, this is, I've seen this, like, kind of, like, famous
spots.
We've
kind
spots.
Of fanned out on, like, yeah, yeah, yeah. spots
like
of tricks
you've seen.
Probably some California spots.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
or Arizona, you know?
Mm-hmm. Dude, sure. I was super fanning out on Arizona, to be honest.
I think when I went to Cali spots, I just thought of, like history, so to speak. When I went to Arizona spots, like, that's fucking big.
Yeah, yeah.
That hit me
when
harder.
I think of, like, Arizona spots, I'm like, damn, the homies did this.
Exactly. And then, the double bank California. One where you go over, like, the little, like, dirt gap into the two banks yeah. is fucking insane.
Yeah, that's
I haven't been to that one.
I gotta say, I think the only, like, skate spot that I've shown up to where I was like, holy shit, was, like, Brickford. In
oh,
Toronto.
Yeah, Brickford's
because
sick.
That...
And Toronto. Some New York spots.
See, I haven't been
hit
to.
Hit me hard where I was just like, damn. But,
do you know what he's talking about, though? That yeah. outledge. The outledge that, like, Bobby DeKaiser skates all the time.
Over the glass? No, what's the one
yeah.
where there's, like,
glass.
Front blunt?
The four block or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah it's
the,
like a it's
Jay-Z
a super
did
long
front
set.
Nose big spin on
what's
it.
What's the one over the glass he does? Like, he pops onto the ledge.
Oh, the,
much?
Like, curved marble ledges or whatever?
Dude, that thing is tall as shit.
Yeah. Considering the tricks he's done on it.
So, yeah. You, exactly. you know that Toronto spot where it's, like, the rail pop-out? Alec Ash did like a 50 on it.
The rail pop out.
I don't know. Anyways, let's talk about some new shit.
Brandon's running this interview.
I'm loving yeah, it though. Because everyone else it. Just yeah, like goes on rants for too long.
No, let's. Well, what else you got?
Well, I was gonna pull into the.
Do we need a fourth host?
I would like to. Yeah.
Do we take up
Brennan's gonna
here?
Be our producer.
All right, we're gonna spin
I'll
this back.
I'll keep it moving.
Yeah, zoom in on when you edit this. Zoom in on me fucking spilling
so,
beer on myself.
So, no, I.
He's jerking off under the table right now, buddy.
In public. I'm hoping I get caught. I thought you were gonna pull it your way. I was like,
my cat. Like, no thanks,
you wish, buddy.
Yeah. All right, so this show is called Lucid Drinking, right? And so.
Yes,
this is a two-part question.
Yeah.
This can just come, you know, first to mind.
Something
a lucid
quick, yeah.
dream that you've had and the best drinking story that you've had. Or most memorable. First comes to your mind.
Well, I had a lucid dream. I was getting shot one time. And
oh, my God.
You get shot.
That shit's crazy.
You guys ever try to punch in your dream?
Have you ever
oh,
felt
yeah.
that shit? You ever get, like, stabbed or something? You wake up like, oh. Like, yeah. you feel that shit?
Yeah. You
guys,
yeah, and you kick and you wake up.
Yeah.
But anyway, I got shot in my dream and I tried to punch him back. And I remember, like,
waking
yeah,
up like
you
that.
You just can't do it.
You,
yeah.
You can't punch in your dream. And I was like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I never take naps. I hate taking naps.
Yeah, me neither,
I feel
dude.
Like shit after.
Same.
But
yeah.
I've only had, like, lucid dreams when I nap. They're like, very more, they're like much more vivid.
Yeah.
When
more
you
realistic.
Take a nap
yeah.
during the middle of the day. Yeah.
I've had so many realistic dreams where I've woken up and I thought I had, like, came up on a bunch of money.
What was the second part of the question?
Damn. Some fucked up dreams.
Yeah. I've had a lot of dreams.
Best
I would have,
drinking
like,
story.
Anxious dreams where I'm, like, fucking late for something.
I'm always being chased.
Oh, the whole time
yeah.
I'm fucking sweating.
Yeah.
What's your drinking story?
One time Rob and I were biking home wasted back to Hamtramck at 3 a.m. He was riding no hands, trying to light a cig.
Oh,
and
no.
He hit a concrete block about as big as, like, a cinder block. Concrete thing out of the ground. Hit it, no hands, flopped and fell on his face so fucking hard when we were so drunk.
Oh.
And he shattered his phone screen. About every bad shit you could do.
I could just picture him laughing, though. Like
he
getting up,
he
was not laughing.
He was not laughing
no.
at first.
Dude, fuck. Dude, this is the fucking worst, man. Gotta go sleep now.
That's like one of my favorite drinking stories I got. Just because we were, at the time, we were riding bikes wasted at like
yeah.
3 a.m. like every single night back home. And
yeah.
I think a fun, like a recent one, a fun one, just off the top of my head is... Schwam.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
It was this 4th of July, just off the top of my head, it was 4th of July. We all went back to your house for once for a party, and 4th of July, Schwam had a bunch of fireworks left, mortars.
Of course he did.
Oh, yeah.
But he was lighting them and just throwing them. Like,
mortars?
Yeah.
Without, like the actual,
without
like,
the tube.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Wait, what?
Just throwing the rock.
Yeah. Throwing, yeah. Dude, they were throwing them off Rob's porch into the street.
No.
And into Jimmy's truck bed. And it was... You guys will see the... I recorded it all.
Hell
it was
yeah.
fucking
oh
way. So
my
that's
God.
Amazing.
Oh, my God. He's fucking
That's you guys sick. Will see it. It's hell so yeah. funny. Schwam was like, let's do another one. He fucking lights it up, throws it, right in the bed of Jimmy's truck. Boom! Right in the fucking center of the intersection.
Our neighbors aren't cool with that.
No, no, no. I was just, I was laughing so hard.
Dude, my if I did that, my neighbors would call the FBI.
And, oh, you know what? Yeah. I think I get
my neighbors
good one
would never call the cops.
With fireworks?
They don't speak English.
I posted it to my Instagram recently. It was Stelly and the Grindline dude, Squirrel.
Yeah, yeah.
We went to the Wigwam night wasted, and my cousin Vince gave me a quarter stick of dynamite. And we put it in the long pole.
Oh, in the pole, yeah.
Yeah.
How gnarly is that or something?
I've always heard like that amount of dynamite.
It
like,
fucked. Dude,
there's a video of that or something,
yeah,
right?
I fucking posted it straight up.
Yeah.
It fucking blows up and like the wind just goes. Like, and it's like that big. Could you imagine
so
like
crazy.
That much?
Yeah. Where do you even get that?
One time. You can build them in New York and sell them legally.
One time.
Oh, hold up. Yeah. Tone, you're going to have to show me this because I missed that.
It was
that
so funny.
That sounds fucked.
I peed myself. I was laughing so hard. And it was like,
he shit himself too again.
Yeah. Dude.
You guys know that falling shit in Hamtramck?
Yeah.
One time, Joel Schoner went there and won a raffle for like $1,000 worth of fireworks.
What
oh
the how?
God.
Why was that the prize?
Oh yeah, and you brought it back
dude,
to
it. It was the prize. It was the prize of the raffle, and Joel happened to win, and he hit me up and said, "Hey, I'm going to the Wig, and I'm bringing all these fireworks with me." And I was at the
you say $1,000?
Yeah,
$500,000.
Oh, five.
Still,
$500,000. Yeah, that's
a lot.
Yeah,
of fucking fireworks.
Yeah,
and he hit me up saying we're going to the Wig, and. We lit all those off, and the cops came and were just like, we've been getting, like...
Complaints
yeah. all night, and they're like, you guys got 10 minutes to light off everything you got.
And no.
Man, usually they're just like, yo, fucking
you get
stop.
The fuck out
yeah.
of here.
Yeah.
They
gave
you
those a fun night.
We lit every single fucking firework we had. I put one on top of the backboard and launched it off. There was, like, fireworks hitting the cop's car and shit.
Dude, that's amazing.
Oh, he stayed God. And watched them.
Was he hyped? Yeah, yeah.
He
was
hyped.
Like,
he was
he
hyped.
He just told us.
That's kind of sick.
Told
he
them.
Was like, man, I've been getting 10 calls tonight about gunshots. You guys just
but
need
let me
to get
see
this.
Some fireworks.
Yeah. He was like,
yeah. That's off. Tight.
Let me see some shit. Damn, that's sick.
What is Nuke the Fudge?
Nuke the Fudge.
It's when you take your shit and you put it in the microwave and you wrap it in a hot dog bun.
I don't even want to answer. I hope that's it. If it's not, you better change it. That's amazing. Wow. Do you want to just like change the description? On
that's not it? No. Fuck my wife.
I got no comment on that.
Holy shit. Nuke the Fudge.
Dude,
I mean,
that's
got
to be what that is, right?
No, it's just like a fucking crazy ass scene in a film that just like destroys all the other fucking scenes in it. Like it says like,
oh, that's horrible considering.
But I didn't expect
yeah,
that out
terrible.
Of him.
Yeah.
What did Tone say?
It comes from the term from Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal, whatever, near the start of the movie. Harrison Ford's character survives a nuclear detonation by climbing into a kitchen fridge, which is the blown. Whatever, but it's basically
I missed
like,
that scene.
It's basically saying like this is the only scene that matters. So like if it happens in the beginning, it doesn't fucking matter after that. But like, I didn't expect like you to fucking throw some shit in a microwave.
Yeah, it sounds like Nuke the Fudge.
Yeah,
goddamn.
Nuke.
I don't
the
ever
fudge.
Want people to get it right. I just want asinine ass
nuke,
answers.
Nuke the Fudge is when you shit in a condom and you fill it up and tie it off.
That's an Alaskan pipeline.
And then, no. Instead,
fucking idiot, that's what this is.
Instead of freezing it, you put it in the microwave. Instead of freezing it, you put that shit in the microwave.
Holy shit.
Oh my, could you imagine?
And then you slick it down your slippery gullet.
I'm not even answering this one, because those.
Give me another one, buddy.
Yeah, next question. What's a linebacker?
Yes, exactly.
Linebacker is that
it's when you a linebacker is when you take your homie and you jump on his back, all right? And
linebacker?
Just,
linebacker? Okay, no, I'll tell you what a linebacker is.
Right? I feel like he when might you, have it.
When your girlfriend Ooh. Is out of town or when your significant
you
under, other
and
is
you,
out of town
you need
and
helping
you,
hand.
You need that
you
helping
need
hand.
It.
and you need you.
And you're like, homie, I got you, dude.
Homie, I got you, man. Homie, I got you. That's your linebacker.
Yeah,
it's when you need someone to get your nut off.
Yo, dude, I can't sleep so good right now. It's kind of late. Can you send me a pic? And you're like, yeah, dude.
That's your linebacker.
Yeah,
holy shit.
Oh,
your linebacker is what your you homie. Your homie when you.
Yeah, you guys are killing it right
when
now.
When you need a.
When you need
a good nut.
A good nut.
It's the short, fat girl who usually stands in your way of hitting on a hot girl at a bar.
I like the.
It's the fucking fat, ugly friend that's just like, but like, what are your intentions?
Yeah, and that's pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. It ruins it.
She's
the linebacker.
I think I like your homie.
I've been in that situation so many times.
Your homie getting you a nut at the end of the night because you can always rely on the linebacker. Yeah.
Honestly,
hey guys, have you guys ever heard of manual and automatic? So
I don't know,
when you're on manual, you don't got a girl. You're on manual. You're going to go home. You're gonna rub it out. Dude, you feel good about yourself. But then when you got an automatic, you got a girl. She's just going to do it for you.
You're an automatic.
Dude.
That automatic nut.
Me, I'm automatic right now.
I'm on manual.
He looked at the camera.
BB's on manual right now, but I won't last long.
You don't know that.
Because I might linebacker him tonight.
Oh, shit. what are pimp nails?
Pimp nails? Oh. Those. Pimp nails. That's when you take your hand and you just scar them across the
pimp
face.
Pimp nail is a manicure you get done before you go to pimp on a bitch.
Yeah, when you say, well, you don't do the cook and the clean, and you just fuck it.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
A good pimp needs a good manicure.
Yeah, or I was going to build on that and say, like, you got a good manicure because you had a good night.
Exactly.
As a
either
pimp.
One.
Yeah.
Either one.
Yeah, yeah.
But as long as the question has lasted, a good pimp's got a good manicure.
Right, yeah.
Oh, got my nails done.
Yeah. Oh, guys, shit.
Well, that was mine. Yeah. I'm going with Brennan on that one.
Holy shit.
A good pimp's got a good manicure.
It's basically just like long, like pinky, like nails.
A coke nail.
That used to scoop and snort coke. Yeah. What's a milkshake cop?
Milkshake cop. Dude, I've been too familiar with those.
With gray hair. Old cop.
A milkshake cop is when they pull up on you, an older man, and they want to suck your dick while you're...
And you say no. No, I'm not sucking your dick, sir. No, please.
Please give me the seatbelt ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me the double parking. Yeah.
And they say, you're sucking this milkshake's dick tonight.
You're sucking this milkshake cup. What I picture is outside of, like, no tie or something. The cop.
He's undoing his tie. Dude, it's bad. It's really bad. What's the one trick you hate to see the most? Like,
I don't know. A little like, trap beat, like, Big Spins are bumming me out.
Yeah, put the pins on there.
Dude. Oh,
like, really quick, shitty Big Spins.
I hate...
For Instagram clout.
Those trap edits.
It's bugging me for sure.
Get me so angry.
Yeah.
I hate watching those.
I don't know.
A lot.
I think about anything that just
I don't hate a quick Big Spin, but it's like they're just like the zoomed in fucking feet angle.
I'm gonna
at Cherry Park. I hate anything that like I hate anything that just like looks like a video game. You know what I mean? Like a tray flip, late flip, or something like that. You know what
like
I mean?
A
like
Shane O'Neill trick.
Well,
almost.
No, not even that. But you know what I mean? Like something super.
Oh, shit.
It would be like the first clip in a Quarter Snacks top 10 video. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Something
yeah.
that's just like what the fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody got posted on Metro doing a tray flip, triple hard flip off, or no tray flip, triple late flip. Out of the kicker.
Austin Blackman's talking, but we're gonna edit that one.
If you even have to like think about what the trick is called,
it's too much.
Don't do it.
What's that?
If you have to think about like what the trick is even called, don't do it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
What's your guys' favorite Michigan skateboard part of all time?
Fucking Adam's playing Call of Duty, probably.
Joe Krog, Skate
Park. You said skate part.
Skate part.
Yeah.
Skate park.
If you had to watch one part for the rest of your life, Michigan video, what would it be? Michigan video?
And it couldn't be your own, Corey.
No, I'm not watching.
I really enjoyed, I couldn't say the part, but just the OPP video.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's really good.
Pat Miller.
Anything by Tony Ristano. Okay.
Don't say that. That'll haunt you.
I love
don't
you, Pat Miller.
Actually, all right, Tony, so you got one video and one part. What would it be?
I'd say I really enjoyed Swamp's part in the Tyrant video.
Send me something? That is a good one, yeah. Yeah.
What about you? One of your favorite Michigan
my first,
skate parts
yeah,
parts
my
of all time.
One part I would watch is Joe Croc, Rough Riders 1. Full video.
Hang on. Joe Croc doesn't get enough credit. He really doesn't.
He doesn't, no.
He really doesn't.
Even after he broke his fucking femur, he's still good.
Dude, to come back from that.
It's not even that he's still good. He's still fucking killing it.
Yeah, 100%.
Even till this day, this dude is 28, 29 years old. He'll switch back 180. He would switch back 180 Big T right now, you know?
We just got a fan sending one in.
We just got a post from Nogu.
Yeah, a fan just sent one in.
Let's watch.
Yeah, I already know what this
is. Let's get him on the line.
This is it, dude. This is like
Hello,
the 720
number
late
one.
Flip. Let's see here. It might take a second because the internet's fucking
Oh, I
terrible.
Saw this. And just the late bullshit
right.
shit.
Fuck off.
Let me tell you something.
Hey, go to this kid's page.
No,
How many followers does this kid
fuck
got?
Fuck this kid.
Well, yeah.
No goo.
Oh my god, he's got
he just skates the same
he
thing.
Skates
the
oh
same.
My god.
He's got Gohan.
Look at it. No, it keeps going.
I wouldn't lineback that dude.
Hell no. Not a chance.
What's a new trick you guys have learned lately that you're really hyped on?
I think I got frontside flips pretty good.
Tone's got a flat ground. Flat ground?
I've done them over with a couple things.
But are you talking flat ground in general?
In general, like I'm confident.
Tone's got a flat ground frontside flip.
Muska style.
Have you guys ever had anybody on here who's not gotten wasted?
I'm pretty drunk.
Define wasted.
I mean, I'm
I'm
drunk.
Pretty drunk.
I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Damn Mancina.
I'm going to keep drinking.
Lucid drinking.
Damn Mancina.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it was before my time, but the Rose
Brent,
guys for
Brent,
sure.
We did an early morning episode with Brent and drank LaCroix.
Oh my god!
What a
miserable.
What a pussy!
That
sounds miserable.
Yeah,
I love Brent.
I'm just
but he doesn't. Nah, yeah. Does he drink?
Huh?
No,
he doesn't anymore.
He doesn't
no,
drink.
He's been.
I'm,
so,
just kidding,
I'm pretty sure he's been sober for a year this month.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I
don't want people to think that like they have to come on here and get hammered.
You could drink water.
Because a lot of people like don't want to come on and they're like, I don't drink. It's like,
you could drink cum.
You could watch us drink.
What?
you could be a linebacker.
Yeah. I mean.
No, Tone is my day one ride or die linebacker. If I'm coming,
she's out of town.
This guy.
Dude, I'm there.
Yeah.
Anytime. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, how's homegirl feel about
one.
That?
Give me one. Drop it. Thank you. Do you know who an underrated Michigan skateboarder is?
Eric Kata.
No. Okay.
Yes.
Eric Kata is
the ATV
all of us?
Of Michigan.
Well, not me.
Eric Kata is the best Michigan skateboarder to ever come of the land.
There is.
Mm-hmm. He is good.
But no one knows it.
Nobody knows it. Even if he's not skating.
A
even
rail?
He's not doing that. Eric Kata is
he
the
can
number
skate,
one.
He can skate everything.
But do you know what a slept on? Kevin Skutnik is a slept on.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
All of Michigan skateboarding
Skutnik
is slept on.
Skutnik is a...
As a man.
A hang on. Let me plug something.
Go for it.
Linebacker. Let me lineback this
other,
real quick.
Other than Tone linebacking me and my woman troubles.
My woman troubles.
Pat Galloway, switch pole jam.
Oh, yeah.
Into the bank
at
Candy,
Candy Barriers.
Candy
yeah,
Barriers.
Insane.
Pat Galloway, switch pole jam. That's one of the gnarliest Detroit tricks that I've seen done in a while.
You guys have been there.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
You know that trick, right?
Yeah.
That's fucked up. If you look at... If you... Ride up to it, switch to Pat Galloway. Switch
the run up is like,
dude, Pat's always been a legend, to be honest.
It's like the
Pat
dude,
is
Pat
a major
is,
legend.
Pat
I got his board
good.
Hanging on my wall right now.
Oh, yeah.
Those two, Justin Bull and Pat, the two I got board hanging on my wall.
It's super sick that, like, even
dude,
like,
shout
he's
out
been
to
as
Justin.
Good as is,
really quick.
He's
shout
been
out,
good
shout
as
out.
He is.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Not really quick. We should have a segment.
I would honestly, yeah.
Justin Bull is the fucking man.
Dude. He is.
Yeah.
He really
if
is.
You want to go back to like Michigan skateboarding and the rest of the world, it's kind of dope that like when other people come out here, like they hit him up.
Even today.
Like he's the dude. He's the dude.
He's the dude.
Yeah.
Today.
And not to mention one of the most like humblest dudes.
Oh, 100%.
The nicest guy I've ever met in my
Seriously.
Life. When I fucked up my elbow, he tried to help me. You know, like he is just the nicest dude all around.
Who's the most likely to go to a Bieber concert at this table? At this table,
I would say myself.
Really?
No.
Yeah, I think Goo agrees.
I don't even know the answer to that.
Yeah.
I would say Alex.
I would say Corey, to be honest. I would say Corey. Yeah, Kate would be like, come on, let's go. And he'd be like, all right. But he would like it.
All right.
But he would have... but he would have...
he would be linebacking that.
He'd be having fun, though. He'd be like, this stick's not that bad. I'd be like, all right.
Next one, let's hear it.
Who's most likely to watch porn the minute they wake up?
Okay. Me being the only guy on manual, probably. Right?
Yeah, you two are definitely suspect.
I might come.
I also would
I
say,
might not.
I would also say Alex, to be honest.
Who knows?
Who's most likely here to get in a fight?
Not me.
I get so heated, dude. Oh, my God. I get so angry, especially in hockey. Yeah. I fight a lot.
Tone gets heated.
I almost fought a dude at Riot the other week.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That
dude is fucking weird. It's
Anthony.
On, it's on film.
Anthony Marcus.
It's on film.
Story.
Well,
it's not going to be as exciting.
Yeah. Go into this.
Me and Berger are filming a fucking line at Riot, right? Fucking, I'm blasting it, whatever. Trying it, dude. Getting frustrated. Some fucking hood dudes show up. Fucking come right where I'm going. I'm like, guys, like I'm coming right here. Like I don't want to hit you. Like, just like watch out. Blah blah blah. Fucking go again, don't get out of the way. Go again, don't get out of the way. I'm like, guys, like, I don't want to hit you. Don't want to hit you. Like, please just like step
Cheers,
back.
Boys. Thank you. I'm having a good time.
Fuck yeah, boys.
Of course.
You're always welcome.
Tone, keep going.
Doesn't move. Burger's like, guys, like, I don't want to be a dick. Don't want to hit you. And then they go to Burger. We're filming a music video here, so you can stay out of our way. Thank you. And I'm like,
they said that to you?
Yeah, they said that to us.
At
I'm like,
at a
fucking
Riot.
I'm like, what the
damn man?
Like, what'd you
at
just
Riot
fucking
too?
Say? Yeah, what'd you just fucking say? Like,
wow.
He's on top of the fucking deck where Sox fucking jumped into the fucking fire pit and broke the grill, whatever. It's all formed out, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's standing up there. I'm on the ground. I'm like, what'd you just fucking say? Blah blah blah. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? We're filming a trick. And he's like, dude, fuck you, blah, blah, blah. I'm filming this video. I'm like, go take your dance shit somewhere else, blah, blah, blah. Go to a fucking dance studio, your fucking ballerina, whatever. And then he's like, so I'm going to spit on you. I'm going to spit on you right now. I'm going to spit on you. I'm like, dude, he's like some younger black kid. He's built as fuck. He's clearly like 18, 19. He's never had anyone talk back to him.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you. Fuck you. And he's like, I'm gonna spit on you. One.
Tone is the man to talk back to him.
He's like, one, two. And I'm like, one, two, fuck you. And like, go like that to him. And he fucking spits at me and he misses. And then I'm like, but I tried to dodge it. And like, my glasses got, I like hit my glasses off trying to dodge it. And then like, all these younger girls, these black girls that were there skating prior, like, ran up to him. Like, you don't spit at him. You don't spit at him. He was fucking skating here before you. You get the blah, 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 blah. Like, yelling at him.
Damn.
And, like, they're yelling at him. I'm like, bro, let's go do it. And, like, he's out of the way at this point.
Yeah.
I'm like, fucking blah, blah, blah. Fucking drop in. Burger's filming me about... And I get it.
Hell yeah.
No,
that's
hell
sick.
Yeah.
And then, like, in the back of the clip,
adrenaline
you can see
just
them,
going.
You can see them, like, yelling at him.
That's sick.
Damn.
That's awesome.
Are we done with this?
We don't have to be. We don't have to be.
We shouldn't be. I'm having a great time.
Hell yeah.
Let the record show.
Brandon's a fucking
tall,
queer.
And he's queer. And he's on.
And he's
sensitive.
On
manual.
He's sensitive.
He's on manual.
He's a princess. He's on manual.
He's not letting Brandon
he's
back
on
in.
Manual.
One more time. Brandon's tall and queer.
Tall and queer.
That's all I'd say.
Drinking and dreaming.
Who's most likely to cry at a movie?
Brandon.
Me.
Brennan, yeah.
Really?
I'm most likely to cry at anything.
Why?
He's got that soft
I'm a,
tip.
I'm a sensitive person.
That's not a bad thing.
No, that's not wrong with it.
That's why
That's why the girls love him, though.
Yeah, I was about to say.
The girls love him. Brent,
Okay.
It's not because he's tall and not because I'm short.
Who's most,
I have braids.
Who's most likely to do hard drugs?
Me. Between him and I?
Just anybody in the room or you can think of them? I don't know.
That's a hard question.
There's no rules, really.
I don't even know.
Probably me.
Yeah?
I wouldn't let him do hard drugs.
Drinking and dreaming.
You should probably get closer, though. To the mic. But yeah.
I already lined back. I'm like, how close can you get?
One last one. Who is the most likely here to kiss a dude?
Me. I will kiss any dude ever.
Tone yeah. kiss each other all the time.
Well, there's your.
Dude, I'm horny
oh,
right
man.
Now.
That's I kiss any dude.
There's
your
thumbnail, huh? Right that's now. A linebacker for
I
sure.
I will crisscross you in the bathroom so hard.
You really did?
Right, he is my middle.
You see it?
Tone is my middle linebacker.
Did you see any of that?
Can that be the thumbnail?
Me yeah, I was going to say, let me take a note here real quick.
We can get one more. Drinking and dreaming.
I'm horny.
It's like, you guys ever think about, like, what if the sky became an IMAX screen where you could just, like, log into, like,
hentai?
It would be like the Truman Show.
A lot
show.
Of hentai on that.
Damn, yeah. Honestly,
Truman Show.
Now here's the thing. How is it controlled though? Do you think that you would
controlled
like you would only see it or
yeah,
like
just Bluetooth to it? Real
big,
quick.
Hang on.
But no, could it be one of those things where like if you have a speaker and someone can just nab the Bluetooth from you and just start playing
right.
some shit?
Or is it like when a movie is premiered,
like
a, you like
gotta
a Hollywood
pay.
Movie
like
is
you
premiered?
Gotta pay to see
everyone has to watch it.
Big gosh, the man in the
big
chair.
Big G up there.
Big G.
Big gosh.
Big G. His right hand.
He would make the final decision, obviously.
Yep.
Okay.
He might not exist. He might.
He's
exist.
The moderator. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like music wise, like let's say you had kids, right? Like, what would you play? Music wise,
I'll
in front of your kids,
I'll answer that first. Number one, Frank Sinatra.
I think that's fair. I was saying like
what's
not
like a
not
radio
so much,
song?
No, not even that.
No.
Something,
I'm not going radio
something that. So like, let's say your parents
means
grew up,
a lot.
Let's say your parents grew up in whatever fucking 60s, 70s, and they would play something like the Beatles. What's something that you would play that you grew up with? Because I said like
okay,
I said I like Blink 182 or something.
What I grew up with. My first concert was a Blink-182 concert.
See what I mean?
But the shit I'd like to show my child would be like a Frank Sinatra, Willie
so
Nelson.
So you would pull back. You
yeah,
would
pull
back
yeah.
to like
pull
older
back
stuff.
Hard.
Okay.
Yeah. A hard pee back.
A hard pee back.
A hard linebacker.
A hard linebacker.
Yeah. Yeah. Very hard.
My top three would be first would be a Frank Sinatra.
Okay. Dean Martin.
Second, a combination with Dean Martin. Second would be a Willie Nelson.
Oof.
And third would be a Payroll Giovanni. Motherfucking Detroit.
That's a little
yeah, you gotta throw the wild card in
there.
A little
too ghetto.
Yeah. A motherfucking Payroll Giovanni. At a number three, it would be a motherfucking Payroll Giovanni.
What did you say,
your kid
Corey?
Can't be too soft.
Because I added to like the Blink, to add to the Blink 182, I was saying like Linkin Park or like Spin Doctors.
Fuck
or
Linkin
like,
Park.
What? Really?
I come on Linkin Park.
I mean,
that.
In the long run, yeah. Fuck,
yeah.
Dude. Napalm Death.
We're all different.
Yeah. That's fair.
We're all different.
System of a Down. Linkin Park.
Oh, look at I've seen System in concert. That was
really?
Sick.
Yeah. That was probably the rowdiest
so
thing ever.
That was probably yeah. sick.
It was very... At DTE.
Yeah, what did you say? Yeah. You said something. I can't
damn,
remember.
Yeah, so you probably just fucking...
I thought I defaulted on like Blink 182 or something, but...
Yeah, but you said something
I don't
else,
know.
Though.
I've
Corey
been
just
on
likes
like
to
a,
take our answers from
yeah, No. I've been on like a...
Yeah.
Huge 90s yeah. like R&B kick
my,
lately.
Oh, me too.
So it's like
me too. I know every single
so
one.
Like Sierra
Night at the
Goodies.
Roxbury. Night
no,
at the Roxbury
no, no, no.
soundtrack.
Like, yeah.
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
I would come back one. Right now. I would honestly put on like the Cranberries or something.
Oh, yeah.
Or like Ja Rule. Just
ja
like
Rule.
Fucking throw them for a loop and just throw on Mesmerize.
Come on.
And just...
Nope, oh, mesmerized.
Return
just
to the Mac.
Fucking throw them for a loop. Be like, yeah, kids, this is it.
This is what I used to fuck your mom to.
This is what I fuck your old dirty mother to.
Downriver, dog.
You're
let's
down.
Teach you a lesson.
You want to know what a linebacker is?
I picked your bitch up and dropped her off at the Downriver
dog. What are you
going to
do?
Come.
What are you going to do? Come, pussy.
Come and squirt.
If you get turned on right now, I swear to God.
Take that to heart.
Drop her back off at the Don River dog pound.
While Frank Sinatra's playing in the background.
Yeah, and a Colt 45 to her
That's
head.
Life. That's what all the people say. Holy shit.
He goes the more ghetto route, the more urban route, and I go the more extreme route, you know?
No.
It's like the best of both worlds if you think about it.
That's why we line back each other.
Right, opposite the track.
Yeah, right?
We fuck
yeah,
each
right?
other.
Opposites kiss each other in the mouth. What are you going to do? Edit that out?
Yeah, this is this is the best episode.
Hey, you guys are doing great.
Yeah, you're doing
fucking
great.
Losers.
Great job.
It'd be the best episode. We could break this table.
So how do you feel? How do you feel?
You can ask them. They haven't paid for it yet. Well, actually, this is the only thing they paid for.
Fuck off. Slow down.
Cheers, boys. Thanks for having us.
Fuck yeah, boys.
Everybody.
Thanks for having us on the LGBTQ friendly show ever.
I love you, boys.
On the bars.
Well, let's keep going. Anybody else got anything?
Let's keep coming. All right. Here's
yeah, let's go, till these fucking cameras die, huh?
Let's get down to the nitty-gritty, all right?
Give me another one. We're running out.
All right.
Corey's an alcoholic.
Yeah,
let the record show.
do you know what the quote-unquote rule is for an alcoholic?
It's...
I do. Oh,
what
fuck.
What is it?
It's like... Fuck, Jim Jeffries said it.
Hey, you know
like
you're a redneck.
35 beers a week or something like that?
No.
No?
It's supposedly an alcoholic is if you drink more than 21 beers in a week.
I don't do that.
Oh, God.
But we are out of beer, officially.
Might be close.
So like, you think about it, that's less than 3 beers a day. Or you can have 3 beers like a day, but
you can
two
space
on
it
one
out.
Day.
Maybe 12 one day.
I don't do that.
Yeah, I usually don't.
I supposedly it's like 21 beers in one week. You're an alcoholic.
Can we get a raise
more.
Of hands of who's grabbing the next case? I vote Austin Blackman.
I mean, yeah.
Wait, he voted for himself. Sick. That's
Austin,
dope. That's
go
dope.
To 7-Eleven and get a
7-Eleven.
Case of beer.
We got
do not command him right now. He's just sitting chilling. Maybe you go get a beer. Maybe this is my interview. No, maybe it's not me.
Remember when I was here 3-4 nights a week?
No.
I was, remember?
I don't think so.
When I was living here. When
oh, that's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was in 2017, here. But yeah. You were here over here a lot that time. Yeah.
I was here a lot.
Yeah.
Can
yeah.
you sing the ABCs okay. all
guys,
together
guys
at once?
Can you sing the ABCs? Wait, you guys all want to sing the ABCs?
Right. No, where are you going?
All right, 3.
Sunnyside. Okay, I'm good.
You're not going home, are you?
No, motherfucker, I'm going to get more beer.
A, B, C, D, E,
I got cash.
F, G,
I got cash.
H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z.
Now
I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with Steve? There we go.
Yeah.
Now we're back.
What about Scartzell?
What about him?
I thought that was the 3.
Ask the question, yeah.
Where has he been?
So, what happened? Who is the main lineup of the Lucid Drinking Podcast?
Corey, me, and Alex.
Come to that. What are you going to do, come?
I got to come.
What are you going to do, come to that?
We don't speak that name.
Okay, can we talk about the Spazzatura? Is that Matt's part?
The fact that he should have Ender and not Adam? That Scott should have Ender and not Adam?
Yeah. The switch flip back tail line.
Stupid. But,
yeah.
Hold on, let's see if we can find it.
The switch flip back tail line.
Where that has lived with me since that video has popped up when I was 15 years old.
Dude,
the switch back tail line.
That
the
whole
switch
part.
Flip.
What
switch
spot?
Flip. It was that ledge spot. I'm guessing it's Livonia, Ann Arbor, whatever. I don't know.
Oh, is it at?
It's this spot.
At Thurston? Yeah.
Let me go.
Yeah, yeah.
Here, I'll
is
go back.
Thurston? I've never skated this
I went back
really?
A little bit.
You're good.
I feel like you would like that spot.
Fakie back 5-0, then a switch bomb, and then a switch flip back tail. What Michigan skater do you really know that beats that on a daily shit?
Not Adam. Not me.
Not me.
Not me.
Not anybody dude. That I skate with.
This could be interesting.
No, it's over.
Fuck you.